This is WCRB in concert with the Boston Early Music Festival. The Academy for Ancient Music Berlin has, over 3.5 decades, become one of the most vibrant and musically daring ensembles in the world. It's a group that's been called chameleon-like for its ability to change musical colors. And that description might apply even more accurately to a program called Of Frogs and Men. From this piece by Zelenka that expresses the capricious mysteries of human psychology to works reflecting the sounds of nature itself by Telemann, Vivaldi, and other masters, the Academy for Ancient Music Berlin performs Of Frogs and Men, Nature of the Baroque, presented by the Boston Early Music Festival, coming up on WCRB in Concert. Hi, I'm Alan McClellan. Welcome to WCRB in Concert with the Boston Early Music Festival. While Boston is already home to several stellar early music ensembles, that landscape is enriched every concert season by artists and ensembles from around the world brought to us by the Boston Early Music Festival. In the case of the Academy for Ancient Music Berlin, Boston was the last stop of a 2-week American tour. And according to concertmaster Bernhard Fork, in a conversation with WCRB's Brian McCreath, the group looked forward to this concert not just because it would end the tour, but also because of the hall itself.
I have to say it's something special to end here in Jordan Hall. It's such a wonderful hall and wonderful sound, and great to be on stage there.
The ensemble has been here several times, I think, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So what do you look forward to when you see that Jordan Hall is on your schedule, Bernhard?
First of all, it's so beautiful, and the audience is close, and this wooden stage, and the very special warm and clear sound.
And you can hear more from this conversation with Bernhard Fork, along with oboist Xenia Luffler, on our podcast, The Answered Question. Just subscribe at iTunes or your favorite podcast app, or find TAQ at classicalwcrb.org. Of Frogs and Men, Nature of the Baroque brings together music that expresses the nature of being human, along with the sounds of nature we hear around us every day, all channeled through the brilliance and creativity of composers of the 17th and 18th centuries. And the program begins with a piece that does all of that. Short sections entitled The Lyre, The Kettle Drums, The Soldier's Fife, and The Spanish Guitar are interspersed with others called The Rooster, The Cat, and The Dog, with a pretty good measure of the chaos those combinations can generate. It all comes together in a 15-minute piece called Capriccio Stravagante by Italian composer Carlo Farina. This is the Academy for Ancient Music Berlin, in concert on WCRB.
Thank you.
It was Gustav Mahler who proudly proclaimed that he had captured the entire world in music. But this piece from the early 1600s by Carlo Farina comes pretty close to that idea 2.5 centuries earlier. Capriccio Stravagante brings together musical expressions of village sounds from humans, like drums, lyres, fifes, and guitars, and from non-humans, like hens, roosters, cats, and dogs, all to spectacular and occasionally hilarious effect. The Academy for Ancient Music Berlin performed Farina's Capriccio Stravagante in concert at New England Conservatory's Jordan Hall, presented by the Boston Early Music Festival. You can learn more about the Boston Early Music Festival when you visit the In Concert page at our website, classicalwcrb.org. This program of Frogs and Men, Nature of the Baroque, brings together both sounds of nature and the inner workings of human nature. And the concert continues with the latter in a short piece by Jan Dismas-Zelenka. It's called hypochondrie, a word that in the composer's time would have referred to a mysterious combination of physical ailments and sudden emotional shifts between melancholy and exuberance. We might call it a mental health challenge these days, but musically it adds up to a fascinating sonic picture. And beyond that, as oboist Ksenia Luffler says, Zelenka, a fairly obscure composer, is especially important to players of her instrument.
For us oboe players, he's a very important composer because he became famous again nowadays when the trio sonatas were discovered in the 60s. And he also composed some orchestra pieces, and the Hypochondria is one of them. It's very surprising. In A major, it starts in A major, very happy piece, and then it suddenly becomes a completely different affect, changing to minor in very unexpected moments. And it's really crazy music, and it's really always worth to go for it.
That's oboist Ksenia Luffler from a conversation you can hear on WCRB's podcast, The Answered Question. Here is the Academy for Ancient Music Berlin with Zelenka's Hypochondrie in concert from WCRB. Thank you. A fascinating expression of the mysterious relationship of the human mind and body. That's Hypochondrie by Jan Dismas Zelenka, performed in concert by oboists Senia Loeffler and Michael Bosch with their colleagues in the Academy for Ancient Music Berlin in a Boston Early Music Festival concert at Jordan Hall. The Academy for Ancient Music Berlin, or AKAMUS for short, came together for the first time in 1982 in Eastern Germany. And while concertmaster Bernhard Forck wasn't there at the very beginning, he joined the group right after it formed, due to some very specific Cold War circumstances.
We have two members really from the beginning, Raphael Alpermann, the harpsichord player, and Dörte Wetzel, the second violin, and she brought me in just half a year later. Because there was a lag. We started in East Germany, so somebody left after a concert tour and stayed in West, so we need another violin. And I just started my violin study. But now it's almost, for me, almost 35 years. It's a very, very long time.
That's the concertmaster in this program by the Academy for Ancient Music Berlin, Bernhard Forck. And he's the soloist in a piece that picks right up on the theme of this concert. It's a violin concerto by Telemann called The Frogs. And I think you'll hear why. This is soloist Bernhard Forck with the Academy for Ancient Music Berlin in concert from WCRB. With a combination of beauty and maybe a bit of good-natured affection for small amphibians, that's a violin concerto by Georg Philipp Telemann called The Frogs. Bernhard Fork was the soloist with his colleagues of the Academy for Ancient Music Berlin in a Boston Early Music Festival concert at New England Conservatory's Jordan Hall. And stay with us, Of Frogs and Men continues with music by Italian masters Vivaldi, Marcello, and Gemignani on WCRB in concert with the Boston Early Music Festival.